Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Chaf. We are holding at Shin Chaf Si'if Beis. Today's Amud is Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, page 288. We're holding on the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at Si'if Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Zeisim Vanaf of Shin Straskum Erev Shabbos, if you have olives or grapes that have been crushed on Erev Shabbos, Mashkin Ayotzin Mehem Mutarin, the liquid that seeps out of them on Shabbos after they've already been crushed on Erev Shabbos is going to be Mutar. And even if they weren't crushed on Erev Shabbos, if there's wine in the barrel that the grapes are in, even though the grapes crack in the barrel and the therefore grape juice seeps directly into the other grape juice that's already in the barrel, directly into the other wine that's already in the barrel, then it's mutter to drink. All of this is a chiddush, because in Sif Aleph we said that any juice that seeps out of olives or grapes on Shabbos is going to be usher to drink. So now we're saying, yeah, but if it's already started seeping out before Shabbos, or it's seeping out directly into already existing wine, then it is mutter to drink. Because all of the wine that's coming out of the grapes becomes batel to the wine that's already in the gigas. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel. Because since it's already been crushed on Erev Shabbos, the juice is seeping, is dripping on its own. And once it's dripping on its own, even if you were to actually crush it at that point, it would not be a Nisr D'Oraisa. The whole reason you're not allowed to drink the juice that seeps out of olives and grapes on Shabbos is because of a gzeira, lest you come to squeeze it. But if you're talking about olives and grapes, then even if you were to actually squeeze, would not be a problem. Then we're not going to make such a gzeira on the Mashkana Yotzin. And then we said that it's going to become batel into the wine that's already in the gigas. Sif katan yodalin misbatel. He's asking a very lumda shakasha that I don't understand. He says, we're saying that since there's already wine in the barrel, regular wine, and that wine is totally mutter, so in a chinami, the juice that's dripping out of the grapes is usser, but it immediately becomes batel in the wine. As soon as it drips out directly into this wine, it becomes batel in the wine. But we know there's a rule in Dinim of Bittel that a davar sheish l'matirin is not going to become batel. And anything that's going to be muktzor, that's going to come out of a grape or an olive on Shabbos, is a davar sheish l'matirin, because after Shabbos, it's mutter. So this is something that if you were to just wait, it would become mutter, and therefore it should not become batel. So says the Mishnah Berurah, a big yesod in the Dinim of davar sheish l'matirin, Hani mili be'isr shayon nikr t'chila ba'en va'achar kach nesarev. That's only if something was recognizable as an independent entity and then it got mixed in with something else. That's when we say it's a davar sheish l'matirin, it will not become batel. Mashen ken bazeh, as opposed to this grape juice is coming straight from the grape and it's going right into the wine, so it's never independent of the rest of the wine. Whatever little bit comes out immediately becomes batel. It will immediately become batel in the wine that's already there, and therefore it never existed independently as something that's aser. And based on this, if it were set up a little bit differently, that the grapes that are cut and that are crushed a little bit are sort of in their own compartment, and there's just like a slide or a slant where the juice drips down into a pool of wine, then enochinami, it will not become batel, because that grape juice that's coming out of the grapes did exist independently before it mixed with the wine. So also kalayayin, this topic menu mishum davar sheish l'matirin, then enochinami, the whole pool of wine is going to become aser, shari mikod mishun sayiv hayaben v'nikr, because before it ever got mixed in, it was independent and recognizable. The Achronim, right? The mutter losay sanov b'Shabbos b'toch hayayin sheyizbaku v'yotziu yenam. The Achronim, right? That it's mutter to put grapes on Shabbos into wine, so that they'll crack open a little bit, and the wine will drip out of them. K'mo b'shaleg siftas, just like shaleg in siftas. V'chein mutter lishot simukum achiyotzi ben b'mayim nasoshtia. You could also soak raisins in water in order to give the water some flavor and to make a very delicious delicious grape-flavored beverage. That's not a problem, even though some juices are coming out of the raisins, but they're going directly into the water. Okay, Sif Gimel. Chatzalim v'zagim shenasim aleihem mayim nasos tmad. If, let's say, you have grape peels and grape seeds that you put water on in order to make a grape beverage, mutar limshoch mayim v'lishtosam. You're allowed to draw from them and drink it. V'afilu lo nasim mayim v'yayin mismatzim v'zav me'elav mutar lishtosam. And even if you don't put water in it, and the wine just sort of squeezes it and just drips out on its own, it's mutter to drink it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Vav, mutter limshoch, v'af sheyotzei k'tzas yayin mechatzanim b'shabbos, take it from this part of the b'mayim. Even though some of the wine is coming out of the peels on Shabbos, it right away becomes bottled into the water. Mutter lishtoso, kim shekvar nisrasku v'nidruchu anavim b'od yom, because these grapes were already crushed before Shabbos. Kasav Chayyadim. Chayyadim writes, tzimukim shechatachan v'nasal aleim mayim, if you have raisins that you cut open and you put water on them and you squeeze them on Shabbos, chayiv l'kulei alma. That's going to be chayiv according to everyone. Because when you have raisins that are cut open, nothing pours out on its own. That is unlike a grape that is cut open where it's natural that juice is going to seep out. But if on Erev Shabbos you put these raisins and water into a sieve of some sort and it drips through on Shabbos, you're going to be allowed to drink from that wine on Shabbos, provided that the juice that's dripping out of these raisins goes directly into the wine beneath it, and that it never exists independently. Because if it ever exists independently, then we go back to that problem of it being a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and a davar sheyesh lo matirin never becomes batel. Seif dalet, mutar lischot eshkol anavim l'toch kedera sheyesh batavshil kedei l'sakin ha'ochel l'big chiddush. Even though we said you're not allowed to squeeze juice out of grapes, not only not allowed to squeeze juice out of grapes, any juice that comes out of grapes on its own is going to be usser. But if you squeeze grapes directly into a pot of food in order to make the food taste better, that is fine. That's mutter. Davle mashka ba lo ochel lo ka ochel dami. The isser of schita is when you produce a beverage, but when the juice goes directly onto a food, you're just enhancing a food. So it is food that is coming out of your grapes and not a beverage. Aval im ein batavshil aser. But if you're squeezing it into an empty pot, so then it's a beverage that's coming out. It is not a food, and that would be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yedzayin Kedei L'Sakin. The issur of schita is asu mishum mefarik. It's only called mefarik when you're squeezing a juice out. Shemefarik hamashke min ha'ochel, that you're separating the beverage from the original food. You had a grape and now you have wine. You had an olive and now you have oil. But if you only end up with a food with a little grape flavoring on it or oil flavoring on it, that is not considered mefarek. That's more like cutting a piece of steak. You're just separating part of food from other food. It's all food. So even though Rabbi Chananel Aser is doing this, most poskim disagree with him. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Mikra din, we are mekil. Hamachmir tavo alav bracha k'moshkasa b'tshuvas harash. But someone who's machmir should be tavo alav bracha, will be blessed, like the Rush writes in a tshuva. So aval ne'ein ba, we said, but if you're squeezing into an empty pot, then it's going to be aser. Va'afilu daitel litno achar kach l'tavshil gam kin aser. Even though you're squeezing grape juice or oil into an empty pot so that you could then put that on food, it's still going to be aser. Debinan shi'ischutu l'toch ha'tavshil. It has to go directly into a food in order for it to be mutter. Va'ayim b'drisha shakasav d'chiyuv anami yesh bazeh. And the drisha says this is not only in issa d'rabbanan, meaning this would be chiyuv mitar raisa if you squeeze grapes into an empty pot. Sif hey, yesh misha omer, There are some say that even an unripened grape, a very early maturity stage grape, you're allowed to squeeze it into food. Rabbeinu Tam oser beboser. And Rabbeinu Tam, it rhymes, is oser beboser. He prohibits an immature grape, squeezing it. Because at its current stage, it's not roi le'achila. Meaning, let's keep in mind, what's the whole heter of squeezing onto a food? Is that it's like you're taking a food and making it, you're cutting off another piece of food from the food. It's like cutting a piece of steak. But over here, the boser is not a food to begin with. It's not edible. So you're taking the juice out that's now going to go directly into food. It's going to be a food, but it's coming from something that's not a food. So that taka is mefarek. You're taking one thing out from the other. Says the Mishnah Berurah, duhu adin leboser, that some say, the Yesh Misha Omer says that the same is true for boser. Heiman davim shlon is bashul kol tzarchon. That means an unripened grape. Hol ve'eno, but the Rabbeinu Tam asers because it's not roi l'achila. Haynu d'mishum ha'zeh havi kiborer ochel mitoch psoles. He says that, and therefore the problem is not mefarek, it's a problem of borer. You have a boser which is not edible, and you're drawing out juice which is edible. So you're taking ochel from psoles. Because whoever's going to eat boser is just a weird guy, so we don't pay any attention to that. He says, therefore, this should follow the rules of borer. So if you want to eat it miyad, it should be mutter. Because you're allowed to take ochel mitoch psoles for miyad. It's not schita because it goes directly into an ochel. That's what the Ola Shabbos and the Taz say. The Magen Avraham says, well, wait a second. The only reason it's mutter over there is because it's not a normal way to be borer, to take the food out of the psoles. That's why ochel mitoch psoles works. Over here, it's the only way to do it. Mashenkin bazeh, derech brei rasohu. The way to get the juice out of the grape is to squeeze the grape. Diyev shabin yachr, there's no other way to get the juice out of the grape. Vayin bel yirabishem tzadid lahakel kol ha-shabbos v'ataz. Vayin berelach shaksavnu derechon lahachmir kadas ha-magin avram. So different achronim say different ways. Achim ha-boser, roi lechol al-yidayad chak, misha somech liver el ha-shabbos v'ataz, in l'mchos b'yadom. But certainly, if the boser is really edible, then there's no Shaila, because then it's not going to be borer. It's ochel from ochel. It's not ochel from psoles. Sivkat l'chav alif le'echol v'wadin b'shar pei roshen amurim l'achila asol v'sakt on the mimei and afilu toch ochel v'yesh lach mir kesvara achrona, that the same would be true any inedible fruit that you're squeezing the juices out, even if you're squeezing it directly onto food, is going to be problematic. But again, not because of sochet and mefarek, but because of borer. So let's review what we learned today. So in Siv Beis we said that even though juices that flow out of olives and grapes are usher to use on Shabbos, but if the flow already started before Shabbos, or it's flowing directly into an existing pool of that liquid, then that's going to be fine, because it becomes bottled into that existing pool. The Mishnah Berurah said, but wait just a second, what about the fact that it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin and it cannot become bottled? So he said he is sowed. Davar sheyesh lamatirin is only if the item existed independently on its own. But when it goes miyad directly into another beverage, directly into the taroves, that does not fit the category of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Then in Sif Gimel we said that if you have seeds and peels that water was mixed with in order to create a beverage, that's mutter, and even if it flows on its own, it's going to be mutter. In Sif Dalet we said that you're allowed to squeeze grapes onto a food, because the whole problem of schitas mishum mefarek, that you're separating a beverage from a food, but if it goes directly onto a food, it's a food from a food, and therefore that's going to be mutter. And then in Sif Hey, well, we had two deos about this, whether you're allowed to squeeze from a non-edible fruit onto a food. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmir, because not because of schita and mefarek. No, it's going onto a food, so there's no mefarek. But the Mishnah Berurah is machmir because of borer, like the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a violation of borer to pull the ochel from the psoles. But the Mishnah Berurah said that if you're doing it miyad, and it's something that's nechal al yidei adchak, the type of food that the type of fruit you're squeezing from is something that's nechal al yidei adchak, then we can be mekil. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simin Shin Chaf, Si'ifim, Vav, and Zayin. That will be what's on tap for tomorrow night. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly what time. I have a little bit of a different schedule tomorrow, but it should be roughly the same time. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. A large crowd tonight. Thank you so much for joining.